And the coronavirus is continuing to have a huge impact on the US presidential election in November. Joe Biden will not accept his party's nomination at the Democratic convention in Wisconsin this month, and President Donald Trump has said he may accept his party's nomination from the White House. I've been hearing more from our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
Well, in just under 2 weeks' time, there will be a Democratic convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but it will be a very scaled-back affair. Only a handful of delegates will gather in person to formally nominate Joe Biden as the party's candidate for president. Most of the delegates and supporters have been told to stay away, and the bulk of the proceedings will happen online in what will be a virtual convention. Joe Biden, however, had been planning to deliver his acceptance speech in person in Wisconsin, but yesterday it was announced that that will not be happening. Instead, he will deliver his speech remotely from his home state of Delaware. Joe Biden's vice presidential pick, who is expected to be announced next week, will also deliver her speech remotely. So too will other big name speakers like Barack Obama. And this, I think, is very much a theme that we have seen from the Democrats and from the Biden campaign since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. Joe Biden has barely left the basement of his home in Delaware. He does all his media interviews and campaign events from there. His fundraisers, his rallies, they're all virtual. Tonight, in fact, the campaign will host a virtual rally for Irish American voters. I think for Joe Biden, this low-key, almost invisible campaign is working for him. He is way ahead in the opinion polls. And remember, he's not the best debater. He's not the best media performer. So I think this low-key, out-of-the-spotlight strategy is working for him. It suits him. The Trump campaign, of course, is not very happy about this. Last night, they formally asked for an additional early presidential debate in order to get Joe Biden into the spotlight and to get him onto the campaign stage. Donald Trump, of course, has claimed that Joe Biden is suffering from some kind of cognitive decline, and the US president has boasted recently about passing a cognitive test himself. He's urging his Democratic opponent to take one too. Joe Biden was asked about this in his latest interview from his basement, which took place yesterday.
Have you taken a cognitive
test? No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, if you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not, what do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say to President Trump, who brags about his test and makes your mental state an issue for voters?
Well, if he can't figure out the difference between an elephant and a lion, I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
That's Joe Biden there. Well, Brian, the Republican convention has also been scaled back because of the coronavirus, and Donald Trump's suggestion that he may deliver his acceptance speech from the White House is attracting criticism.
Yeah, that's right, Audrey. As you say, the Republican convention scaled back as well, but it will go ahead. There will be a convention at the end of this month in North Carolina, but it will be far, far lower key than had been originally expected, much to the annoyance of Donald Trump. He had wanted a big rally-style convention, but authorities in North Carolina said no. So he moved his acceptance speech to Jacksonville, Florida, where he thought he would get a big rally packed with people. But again, that had to be cancelled because of coronavirus concerns. Then there was lots of speculation in recent weeks that maybe Donald Trump would make his nomination speech and his acceptance speech from a big iconic site like Mount Rushmore or Gettysburg. Lately, however, Donald Trump has been suggesting that he may deliver this speech from the White House, and that is quite controversial. At a press briefing last night, however, Donald Trump insisted he wouldn't be breaking the law if he did deliver his acceptance speech from the White House.
It is legal. There is no Hatch Act because it doesn't pertain to the president. But if I use the White House, we save tremendous amounts of money for the government in terms of security, traveling. If we go to another state or some other location, the amount of money is, you know, very enormous. So that's something to consider also.
President Donald Trump there. And separately last night, Facebook and Twitter both took action against what were described as misleading claims by the president about the coronavirus. What can you tell us, Brian?
Yeah, so this was an interview yesterday that Donald Trump gave to Fox News in which he claimed incorrectly that children were almost immune to the coronavirus. Now, that clip from that interview was posted on Donald Trump's Facebook page, but then it was taken down by Facebook because the company said it contained false claims and harmful COVID misinformation. Now, it is significant, Audrey, that Facebook took this action because it is the first time that that company has taken down a Trump post. And in fact, in the past, Facebook had been criticized for not being tougher on misleading claims that have been posted by the US president. The Trump campaign tweeted the same clip of Donald Trump talking about children being immune, and Twitter also took action last night. It froze the Twitter account of the Trump campaign until the post was removed. It's not the first time that Twitter has flagged or blocked Trump tweets for being in violation of its rules, but you may recall that in the past, when this has happened, Donald Trump has reacted furiously, claiming that social networks were trying to stifle free speech. Now, these latest actions by Twitter and Facebook happened quite late last night, so I think we can expect to see a less than pleased response from Donald Trump over the coming hours.